Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of 42nd Street. London is blessed with two helpings of traditional Broadway magic at the moment. Hot on the heels of the Sublime and American in Paris comes a revival of this musical based on the 1933 film of the same name. But while an American in Paris can move you to tears with its sheer grace and elegance, 42nd Street goes for full-on spectacle and jazz hands galore. It opens with auditions for a new musical called Pretty Lady that Tough producer Julian Marsh, played by Tom Lister, is staging to star acid tongue prima donna Dorothy Brock, played by Sheena Easton. Hopeful girls and boys tap their little hearts out for a break because this is America in the grip of the Great Depression, so it's only a ball change between chorus line and bread line for these kids. However, when Brock breaks her ankle during an out-of-town tryout of the show, opportunity knocks for shy young Peggy Sawyer, played by Claire Howes, who steps up from the chorus to take over the lead role for the production's move to New York. Apart from a romantic subplot involving Brock and her toy boy, that's pretty much it story-wise. It's the quintessential backstage show-within-a-show musical that offers few surprises on the way things will turn out. But then it's easy to ignore the paper-thin plot when the big production numbers bring such a warm glow. Through each familiar and hummable tune, We're in the Money, Lullaby of Broadway, Keep Young and Beautiful, the pizzazz of Roger Kirk's costumes and Randy Skinner's choreography increases a notch each time, until the big finish on the title song, which is a display of perfectly executed dance by the 50-strong company that takes the breath away and brought the audience to its feet on the night I went. Yes, it's as camp as a row of tents, but it's a celebration of that, and within the kitsch there's also a knowingness. When the chorus are dressed as giant flowers, it's done with a nod and a wink that seems to say, isn't this all just too gorgeous for words? Sheena Easton, here making her West End debut, needs to loosen up a bit in the role of Dorothy, but there are no question marks over her voice, and those who only know her from her records might be surprised at her terrific range on a series of solos and duets, including the dramatic Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Claire Howes is a little pocket rocket as Peggy, Lister with his rich baritone is a commanding presence as Marsh, and there are fine contributions from Stuart Neal as Billy Lawler and nice comedy touches from Yasna Evere and Christopher Howe. The show is back at the same theatre where it had its UK premiere 33 years ago, when, in a case of life imitating art, it became the stuff of theatrical legend, after a teenage Catherine Zeta-Jones stepped from the chorus to take the role of Peggy after the lead actress fell ill. That time round it won the Olivier Award for Best Musical, and I think it's fair to assume it will be up there competing with An American in Paris in 2018. Although a little show called Hamilton might have something to say on the matter. 42nd Street is currently running at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.